Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish, the half-hour show of music and features. I'm Andrew McDermott, your host. There are a number of ways to connect with myself and other listeners. First, our website, simplyscottish.com. There you can listen directly to other episodes of the show and access playlists of the music you hear on the programme. Then there's our Facebook page, where you'll get updates and a chance every month to win free Scottish music. That's facebook.com/simplyscottish. Our Twitter handle is @SimplyScottish, and you can also connect with us on Kilter, a networking hub that brings together Scots and the Scottish diaspora worldwide. Find us at www.kilter.com/SimplyScottish. This week, a celebration of Caledonia. We'll discuss the history of the name Caledonia and the Celtic tribe from where the name comes. You'll also hear from my daughter, Caledonia, who just turned 3 years old. I'll explain how the name Caledonia fits her to a T. We'll also hear some great Caledonia songs. To get things started, here's Frankie Miller singing Caledonia.
I don't know if you can see changes that have come over me. In these last few days I've been afraid that I might drift away. So I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I came from. That's the reason why I seem so far away today. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me. Lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. I have tried and I've kept on trying, stolen dreams, there's no denying. I've traveled hard, my conscience flying, somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you called me, and now I'm going home. And if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's beat everything I've ever had. When the hands have shaken and the kisses flowed, then I will disappear. Let me tell you that I love you and that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm
I've ever had.
You're listening to Simply Scottish, and that was the song Caledonia, sung by Frankie Miller. The song was written in the late 1970s by Scottish singer-songwriter Dougie MacLean. In recent years, it's become something of an unofficial national anthem, and numerous musical artists have covered the song. It has two meanings when I sing it. As an immigrant, it's about my homeland, but I also have a daughter named Caledonia, so I sing it with her in mind as well. You'll hear from Caledonia a bit later in the show. First, we'll review where the name comes from. When the Romans occupied Britannia, they referred to the Pictish tribes of the north as the Caledones, or Caledoni, and named their land Caledonia. Not much is known about the Caledoni, and what has been recorded came from their Roman enemy. The Roman historian Tacitus wrote about their red hair and large limbs, and that they were a fierce people who did not hesitate to fight the Roman invaders. They lived in hill forts, or fortified farmsteads, stretching from the North York Moors to the Scottish Highlands. The Caledoni spoke a different language than the Britons to the south, and they fought hard to keep their identity. In AD 142, the Romans built the Antonine Wall, from the Forth to the Clyde, as a means of preventing the Caledoni from disturbing the peace of the empire. The Romans never fully occupied Caledonia, though many attempts were made. The term Caledones derives from Celtic language elements. Caled means hard or tough, and the suffix means great. So the Caledoni were literally a great, hard or tough people. And let me tell you, the name is perfect for my daughter. She is independent, determined and strong, and we feel God can do great things through her. Up next, a wee talk with Caledonia. And we'll review how the name is used today. Here's Emily Smith now with another song called Caledonia.
A sailor and his true love laden to Magdermoe went in by came in with it in countrymen. Saying, rise up, my bonny lassie, make haste and come awa'. There's a vessel lying bound for Caledonia. Oh, said the sailor, are you willing for to pay 500 guineas afore on board you gae? I'll pay them plague and farthing afore on board I go, if you'll tack me to my bonny Caledonia. Oh, said the sailor, our money we will tack, and when we're on the sea we'll throw her over deck. Or sell her for a slave lang ere she went upon, and she'll never see her bonny Caledonia. Well, said the captain, well, that'll never do, for they'd hire any slaves sold into our country new. They'd hang us in an every man, if we sold her for a slave to Caledonia. Well, said the sailor, she's lying down below, she's bound hand and foot, ready overboard to throw. She's bound hand and foot, ready overboard to throw, and she'll never see her bonny Caledonia. Says, what is the reason that you're lying here so long? And what is the reason that you're lying here at all? For you've paid your passage dear to Caledonia. Oh, said the lassie, oh, woe is me, that ever I was born, sick hardships far to see. For the sailor's got a lassie he likes better far than me, causes me to weep for Caledonia. So the captain away to the sailor, he has skin. He's taken him by the neck and him overboard is thrown, saying, tack this cup of water, though the liquor be but small, and drink your lassie's health to Caledonia. They sailed east and they've sailed west until they reached the land that they all loved the best. For the winds they did roar and the seas they did beat, and they've all arrived safe to Caledonia. Well, they had not been there but three quarters of a year, when in fine silks and satins he's made her for to wear. When in fine silks and satins he's made her for to go. Now she's the captain's wife in Caledonia. Now she's the captain's wife in Caledonia.
Hello, Caledonia.
Hi.
I understand it's a special day for you today. Can you tell me what day it is?
My birthday!
And how old are you today?
Three!
Three, yes. You're 3 years old today. So happy birthday. So, you're having a party on Saturday. Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of party is it going to be?
Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty? Oh, you're going to have all your friends over for tea party?
Yeah, I'm Judah and Andrew and Granddad.
That's exciting. Well, Caledonia, this podcast is all about Caledonia. The name Caledonia, do you know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
What does Caledonia mean? It's a very old name for Scotland. And actually,
I'm
Daddy...
I want to talk about my tomatoes.
Okay, what about your tomatoes?
Tomatoes... And blueberries.
Uh-huh. Are those your favorite fruits and veggies?
Mm-hmm.
And what else do you like to eat?
Carrot.
Oh, yeah. Carrots are good for your body, huh?
And dip.
Carrots and dip. Can't forget the dip, right? Caledonia, we saw a movie recently that was all about Scotland. What was it called?
Merida.
Yeah. Now, what can you tell me about Merida? She lives in Scotland. What does she like to do?
She likes to hit the noise.
She likes to hit the naughty what?
Naughty bear.
Oh, the naughty bear. Oh, and she rides a horse, doesn't she? What's the horse's name?
Angus.
Angus. Is Angus fast?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did you like the movie Brave?
Huh?
Yeah?
But I don't like the naughty bear.
What's your favorite animals? We went to the zoo recently, didn't we?
Yeah.
What
the
animals
lions
do you like?
Lions and the little lion and mama lion.
Oh, yeah.
And the zebras, kangas,
mm-hmm.
Mama
did you like
kanga,
seeing all the animals?
Kanga.
And did you get to feed any of the animals?
The bird I did, but not the lions I did.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't feed the lions. We fed the birds, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Was that fun?
Yeah, but
what happened to them?
He bit my finger.
Yeah, the bird snapped at your finger, huh? Okay, do you want to sing a song with Daddy?
Yeah.
How about Put a Smile? Let's sing that for the people, because they don't know that song.
Put a smile on your face. Don't let the world come get you down. Don't let the world get you down.
Put a smile on your face, Caledonia. Don't let this world get you down. Life will bring you pain, but joy will come around. Joy will come around. Good job. If the listeners want to go to Daddy's website, what is it? Can you tell me Daddy's website?
I want to go to your website.
Uh-huh. And what's the website? Do you remember?
Yeah. SkimpyScottish.com.
Oh, SimplyScottish.com.
SkimpyScottish.com. Slumpily?
Simply.
Simply.
SimplyScottish. scampi.com.
scampiscottish.com.
There you go. And what is that website? Is that a place where people can listen to Daddy's podcast?
Yeah.
Oh. Say bye.
Bye.
Say bye to the people.
Bye, people.
Talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later soon. I will come back and talk to you.
Okay. We'll see you soon, Caledonia.
Okay.
I don't know if you can see the changes that have come over me. These last few days, I've been afraid that I might drift away. I've been telling old stories, singing songs that made me think about where I've come from. That's the reason why I seem so far away today. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever. Kept on moving, prove the point that I needed proving. Lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. I've kissed the laddies, left them crying, stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying. I've traveled hard, sometimes conscience flying, somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. I'm sitting here before the fire, the empty room, the forest choir. The flames have cooled, don't get any higher. They've withered now, they've gone. But I'm steady thinking my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When hands have shaken, the kisses flowed, then I will disappear. Tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever.
You're listening to Simply Scottish. On this episode, a celebration of Caledonia, the name, the Celtic tribe, its modern uses, and my own wee lassie. Today, the name Caledonia is largely used as a romantic or poetic name for Scotland. It's used commercially by organisations like Caledonian Brewery, Caledonian McBrain, the ferry operator, Glasgow Caledonian University, or the overnight train service to London, known as the Caledonian Sleeper. Then there's Inverness Caledonian Thistle, the Scottish football team, whose colours are royal blue, red and white. And online you can read Scottish news and views in the Caledonian Mercury, an independent newspaper. Overseas, there's a Scottish team in Trinidad and Tobago called Caledonia AIA. Towns in Wisconsin, Michigan and New York bear the name Caledonia. Then there's New Caledonia, the third largest island in the Pacific after Papua New Guinea and New Zealand. Located 900 miles off the east coast of Australia, New Caledonia boasts tropical beaches, crystal clear waters and a warm, sunny climate. British navigator Captain James Cook named the island in 1774 when it reminded him of the mountainous terrain of his native Scotland. The island has been inhabited by the indigenous Kanak people for centuries and came under French rule in 1853. Today it's populated by Europeans, Polynesians, French, indigenous peoples and a number of visiting tourists from all over the world. As we can see, the name Caledonia has a long history and is used by many today in various settings. My wife and I chose to name our daughter Caledonia in honour of her Scottish heritage. Little did we know how well the name would actually fit her. To date, we're only aware of one other person with a daughter named Caledonia, the American singer-songwriter Sean Colvin. This look at the name Caledonia is not exhaustive. There are dozens of other uses of the word, and I'm sure a number of people named Caledonia out there. If you know someone named Caledonia, I'd like to know. Email me at andrew@simplyscottish.com. That's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. Listen to other episodes online at simplyscottish.com. Get a chance to win Scottish music each month on our Facebook page, facebook.com/simplyscottish. Or follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @simplyscottish. I'm Andrew McDermott. Join me again soon for more of Scotland on Simply Scottish.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening. I love her just the same. Crazy about the gal, Caledonia is her name. Now my mother told me, she said, Tom, leave this girl Caledonia alone. You know, she's just no good for you. She comes from the wrong folks, the wrong part of town. And I said, Mama, you don't know what this gal's putting down. I love her, I need her, I ain't never gonna leave her. Caledonia, Donia, you what make my big head so hard. I love her just the same. Crazy about the gal, Caledonia is the name.
just